Abraham commanded to offer Isaac. In the obedience of faith, Abraham had forsaken his native country and had wandered as a stranger in the land of his inheritance. He had waited long for the birth of the promised heir. At the command of God, he had sent away Ishmael. And now, when the patriarch seemed able to discern the fruition of his hopes, a trial greater than all others was before him. The command must have wrung with anguish that father's heart, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and offer him there for a burnt offering." Isaac was the light of his home, the solace of his old age, the inheritor of the promised blessing, but he was commanded to shed the blood of that son with his own hand. It seemed a fearful impossibility. Satan was at hand to suggest that he must be deceived, for the divine law commands, "Thou shalt not kill." God would not require what he had forbidden. Going outside his tent, Abraham recalled the promise that his seed should be as innumerable as the stars. If this promise was to be fulfilled through Isaac, how could he be put to death? Abraham bowed upon the earth and prayed as he had never prayed before for some confirmation of the command if he must perform this terrible duty. He remembered the angel sent to reveal God's purpose to destroy Sodom and who bore to him the promise of this same son Isaac. He went to the place where he had met the heavenly messengers, hoping to receive some further direction, but none came. The command of God was sounding in his ears, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest." That command must be obeyed. Day was approaching, and he must be on his journey. Isaac lay sleeping the untroubled sleep of youth and innocence. For a moment the father looked upon the dear face of his son, then turned tremblingly away. He went to Sarah, who was also sleeping. Should he awaken her? He longed to unburden his heart to her and share with her this terrible responsibility, but he was restrained. Isaac was her joy and pride. The mother's love might refuse the sacrifice.